Hey, AJ.
Hi, Brian.
4th of July, Lucian sky. I remember pine trees and the coat of many colors. I was 19, I'd do anything. Shit like that now scares me, but I'd like to do it again.
Is that 311?
It's fucking 311 day, let's go!
No, let's not go. Let's stop right there. I think we've already gone too far.
You've already gone too far.
Unpopular
I
opinion
feel like we haven't gone far enough, AJ.
that kind of made me lose friends in high school. I don't really like 311 very much.
That's not an unpopular opinion. I know most people don't like 311, I think.
Oh, that is
Yeah.
not how I remember.
By the way, that was all for you, Samson. I saw you post it in the Discord, and I was like, "Oh shit, it's 311 day." That's my favorite lyric of 311. So, AJ,
Do they have any metal songs?
you're so boring.
What?
Can we start the show?
Okay.
Let's go. This is PSVR Games Cast Live. We film live every single Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday, Friday, right here on YouTube. We do it live 6 p.m. Eastern for your viewing pleasure. We also care about your oral pleasure, though. That's why we put this thing up on podcast services of your choice. Thanks to our good friend, RyPop. My name is Brian Pop, Nishan, right here, PSVR Without Parole. Nishan, over here to my left, your right, it's AJ from the Underground, PSVR Underground.
What is up, Brian? What is up, Game Cats? Man, I am just a mess right now. I was not ready. 6 o'clock. Snuck up on me really fast.
You
It's
know
that damn
why? Yeah, that's why.
daylight savings time.
Bro, I had to close the blinds. It's still light out here.
I know.
This is
I've
blinding.
I've got a really bad problem over here, Brian.
Yeah, I gotta move some bookshelves back in this fucking piece here. Like, just block
Oh my
out the
goodness.
sun. Wow. It was stupid. I didn't like when I moved all the games out of this room. And because people were like, I love seeing the city in the background. It looks like a real talk show, Brian. I was like, that's cool. Completely forgot about daylight savings time and that this would happen for many, many months every year. It's blinding.
What is up, Brian? What is up, Game Cats? Happy Monday. And I know that Mondays usually suck, especially.
Why do we even do a sound check?
Especially, apparently, for Twitcher.
What
but that's okay, Twitcher. Because we are here to ensure your Monday sucks. Just a little less.
This much?
This much.
This much. Samson 143 VR. I want to talk to Samson with the $5 tip says, "Hey, great intro." I thought so. I didn't realize. I hadn't like picked up a guitar or like sang in a while, and so like in the back of my head I was going to do that for the intro. And then the second I started singing, I was like, oh shit, this is like off key, this is out of tune, my voice is shaking. I was like, you know what, fucking, I kind of wanted to ditch after the very first word, but glad I stuck with it because I made at least one person happy. AJ, it's been a week since we talked. Almost like
Not
intentionally.
really.
Shh, don't ruin the facade. What have you been up to, man? What's going on?
Oh man, a little bit everything. You know. Streamed continuing my stream of Legendary Tales, of course, because that's basically all my channel is now. Honestly, Brian, I've been playing a lot of Redacted and also playing some other Redacted. So it's been a busy week despite not like, you know, making tons of content. I've been playing a bunch of stuff behind the scenes. Yeah, there's no shortage of games right now, and it's kind of like, you know, always considered that the best problem to have.
Despite what people would have you believe, there's no
Dude,
games, AJ.
for
Oh,
real.
I'm just a whiny little bitch on the internet. Oh, you have to hear everything I'm thinking. This is
Hey,
the
I'm
problem with the
shocked
internet.
by
Everyone's got an opinion, and you got to hear it all. God damn it, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, that's also the problem with us
at this point. It's a endless void of nothingness. But.
Yeah. And to be clear, I like hearing everybody's opinion. I like this to be a place where everybody's opinion can be heard. I like that's a kind of like without parole, like what I feel like it's sort of founded on. It's like we get to sit up here and like talk shit and stuff. But like, I want to like be the voice of like a lot of people saying, you know, what are people saying? And, but man, the trolls have been out in full force and I no longer believe that. I feel like most people can go fuck themselves.
Most people are good, Brian. It's just the internet is the first most easily accessible place to come and vent and let out all your frustration and and leave a stupid comment that makes no sense. And that's why, you know, you end up seeing a lot of that. It happens, man. It happens. You just gotta, I just put my blinders on. It's the first time I ever will recommend putting on blinders and,
bro, you know, come run without parole for a few days. I feel like you'd come out of the other side a little bit different. That's all I say.
All the people having fun are either playing their shit and actually, you know, like playing stuff, playing games, enjoying them, or they're here in this lovely community full of these lovely people we see in the chat.
Indeed. People go on the internet just to start a fight. I've lost my belief that like people even have, I mean, a lot of people have bad opinions, of course. But I think a lot of people just go online to start a fight, just to start some fanboy wars and shit. And like, you know, sometimes I ignore them all. And then sometimes I feed them a little bit and get some extra engagement for the channel. And boy, did I do that this weekend.
I totally caught you in the act. Like, I'm like, I saw you responding to these like super negative comments and you're just like, thanks for sharing your feedback. And I was like, huh?
Right. I'm so glad you're enjoying your headset. That's my kind of like stock response. Yeah.
It doesn't even like make sense. You're just responding to increase the engagement on the, videos. I love it, man.
It actually works.
You totally ignored everything that they're saying.
Yeah.
And you're just like, awesome, man. So glad you're having a great time. And it's like a 12-page rant about like how they hate everything. It's good, man. That's a good strategy. I like it.
Smart. Hey, speaking of redacted, I certainly wasn't trying to clue people into what we've been playing by putting this trailer up on the screen. Did you see the new Cube trailer? The new Cube trailer is out. This is what we've sort of been waiting for. The developers were actually like holding off, giving us a release date. The game's been done for a little bit, it seems. They got through Sony certification, and then it was like, well, where the hell's the game? And they were like, oh, we wanted to make sure there was a nice trailer first. And I was like, oh, wow, you guys. All right, cool. What did you think of the new trailer playing right now? Bro, full screen.
Redacted. They nailed this trailer because it got me, it took me from like curious to like very hyped and excited about this game. It's just a really well done trailer that's really exciting. And It looks really, really good. And they also gave some extra details with it, with that trailer. Things like shared a little bit more as to like what you can do. Like, you know, it sounds like it's mostly a sandbox game, but then there's like stuff, objectives that you can follow that kind of teach you. There's like this, a lot of different scenery, and I can't wait to see some of the stuff that people build. Like, there's a lot of like these, you know, structures, really beautiful structures, in the trailer, and they look really cool. But, it was a really, really good trailer. Great job on them.
And of course there's like official mod support. So when people, are building things, and uploading them, and it's going to be stuff that we're going to be able to build over on PSVR too. It looks like some of these things are going to be huge, but it's pretty, man. That's what I'll say. This trailer
is that
HYUGE. You fucking nailed it, dude. Absolutely huge. I think, but this show, dude, like I was like, man, they sure are taking their time getting this trailer done, but this is a beautiful trailer.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So good for them.
Now it just needs to live up to the trailer. It seems like it's got people's attention. It's got like what, 80,000 views on YouTube. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, for a PSVR2 game that's called Cube on PSVR2, that's a lot of views.
Well, this game has had some coverage from like YouTubers and stuff for, I think, a long time, at least a year.
Yep.
So, and it's, you know, it's supposed to be like obviously a heavily Minecraft inspired Minecraft clone is what people call it.
Sure.
And that's an exciting prospect to a lot of people. There's a lot of people that love those types of games where you just kind of get to build and create, and it's got that sandbox element to it. Those can be pretty fun and immersive to get lost in. And if you like building stuff, it looks like the potential to be a really good game in that realm.
Kill Artist One, the Dreamweaver Game Cat with the $5 tip says, I got my PAX East 4-day passes in the mail today. Starting to get excited. I guess some notification about some the press badges going out. So hopefully we'll be seeing those really soon. PAX is, Jesus, it's not this week, it's next week. Is that fucking real? Oh, God, dude. I just got really fucking nervous all of a sudden. But that's cool, man. I Kill Artist, what's crazy is that the Saturday passes have been sold out for a while, and I've seen some people like Dead Ringer who, you know, kind of held off on getting their passes or buying PAX passes. Suddenly in like a little bit of a quandary being like, oh man, I was just going to buy Friday and Saturday, but Saturday's been sold out for a little while. I guess the thing we'll say about that is that every time I've been to PAX, there are people selling tickets out front. And so, you know, as long as you're careful, hopefully you should be able to get in any day that you want to. Make sure you don't buy any kind of imitation passes. Any imitations.
Andrew Bailey.
Uh-oh.
Says, did the clocks go forward in the USA?
Yes.
And stuff?
And no one's happy about it. No one's happy about it.
I forget that this only happens over here. And then everyone's like, oh, what happened?
Right.
Right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but if it makes you feel better, Andrew Bailey, I also didn't realize until like 10 minutes before the show. And I was like, why isn't the sun down yet? I was like, oh shit, no wonder why I slept like shit last night. I feel like I missed out on an hour of sleep.
I prepared this time. Last year, it got me really bad to where like I felt like I wanted that hour back the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I was a little bit more prepared, and I still got shit for sleep, but I was at least like mentally prepared for it. And so it feels like things will balance out better this year. But I straight up it threw me off my game the entirety of last year. I wasn't about to let that happen again.
Nice. Niles drawing the game Feline with a $5 tip. Says, gonna build my dream house in Cube since I'll never afford it IRL.
Cube.
Cube.
I know it's just Cube, but
yeah,
I gotta say it like Cube.
You can say however you want to. Smart on them, I guess, for changing the spelling for SEO reasons. Can you imagine trying to be like, search for Cube, the game? It's like,
yeah,
probably a million things that are similar. So throwing a Y in there really helped out. I'm guessing. I don't really know the answer, but it's probably the reason they did it.
Hey, could have used a Q.
Why does that sounds so familiar? Was there already a Cube with a Cube?
Cubert.
Yeah. All right. Maybe the chat will help me. I'm not going to spend 20 minutes trying to figure it out.
Yeah, people are very unhappy with daylight savings time. Dude, they tried to abolish it.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
We can't get anything done in this country. It's fucking ridiculous. Guys, make sure you hit us up on Discord. Click the link in the description below if you're not on our Discord. It's pretty crazy. It's where conversations like these happen 24/7. So my apologies in advance. But that's where you can get your questions in on the show without even paying a penny by leaving it in the Viewer Takeover channel just to answer Absolute Prime 55's question. He's like, what's Viewer Takeover? It's all right. It's all right. That's the answer. So just like Greg did. Great. Hashtag Viewer Takeover. It seems like a lot of gamers feel like it's their job to be upset. I think we've already tackled this a little bit, but let's just bookend with it.
You kind of led with this at the start of the show.
I did. I've said between taking every bit of news in the worst possible way and taking any tidbit of information and building a paradise out of speculation, it seems like people want to get the rug pulled out from under them. Like they think everything is bad now, but this thing I know very little about will be exactly what I want. Then inevitably, with hopes so high, they are dashed. Why can't folks just be reasonable and be grateful for what we have? And I know Greg's not saying don't complain. right? He's not right. saying like if there's reasons to be upset, then, but, you know, obviously if something's broken. But AJ, I don't know if you agree with this, but I come from a different time of game development where there wasn't this back and forth, this interaction with developers. I was waiting for the next Lucasfilm game or Sierra game to drop, and it came out, and it was different than what I expected because I had only played games that they had made before, and then something new was in it, and that's just how it was, and you either liked it or you didn't like it, but there wasn't this outrage about every little thing, and also while I was growing up, I don't remember saying, oh, I only like this genre or I hate this genre, right? Even sports. I remember like on NES, like the, you know, Tecmo Bowl and ice hockey and Blade of Steel. Like there's so many like sports games that I actually played when I was a kid. I just don't remember like saying, oh, this game's too small or I don't like this. It's like we just sort of loved video games in a way that we wanted to try everything we could get our hands on. And I think maybe video games are too accessible now. People have all this disposable income, and so people just buy, like, you know, you're not getting one game every few months. You're getting maybe a couple games a week. They're cheap. And so
it's a lot of different people coming from a lot of different places, so you can't really just generalize everybody, but
of course,
you know, I think the logic behind it, if you're trying to be logical here, you know, it is up to developers and marketing teams or whoever to kind of convey and provide like messaging. And what happens is if they don't provide like clear, concise messaging, then yeah, people get into their own like imaginations a little bit. They get maybe excited for what they hope or what they want or they think, you know, and in some cases, some people are misled by marketing. And of course, for those people, like, you know, for people that are wanting information and don't have it and don't have anything to go off of, like, you know, I sympathize with them. But for people where it's like they tell you exactly what it is and then you're like outraged when it's something that, you know, is something else, that's where, like, you know, I hold no sympathy for those people.
Yeah.
You know, you want everything to be good. You know, I think we're in a day and age where a lot of games have these, gaming has evolved a lot. There's been, you know, hundreds of thousands of games released in this day and age. And so now there's a lot more competition than there used to be. And so people really want something to, you know, a lot of games have to compete very hard and stick out from the bunch. And so a lot of the times, you know, the gamer's expectations is set higher because of this competition out there. And, you know, oftentimes these games fall short or, you know, not every game is going to be the best of its kind ever made. And that's okay. But, you know, a lot of people get wrapped up in their emotions and rather than think about things, they just letting their feelings out. And, you know, we're all human, man, at the end of the day. And yep. Like except most for Brian,
yeah, I'm definitely not. I wasn't listening to what you were saying because I had this big chunk of hair right here that I was like, I don't know where this is supposed to go, like, and I just kind of shoved it up into my hat. That's why. Yeah,
but yeah, it's a little bit of everything, man. Yeah. It's just a little bit of everything that causes this to happen.
I also think that people need to start understanding, like you said, there's so many games out there now. People need to understand not every game is for you. Like, if you're like, right, I fucking hate this. Okay, well, you know how many people love the game that you're shitting all over or are really, really interested in playing it? Probably a lot, right? Not every game has to be for you. And the fact that people are so self-righteous and up their own ass about all this stuff, being like, oh, well, it doesn't have this, I'm not fucking, yeah, well, guess what, it wasn't being made for you to begin with, like, right. So this is something, as you know, as a host of Without Parole, a reviewer of Without Parole, it unfortunately means that I have to play a lot of shit that I don't care about, right? But
so much stuff, right?
But something
that we're even featuring today,
right? But I come out the other side, like, being like, but understanding the merits of it and understanding who it's made for and understanding the people that would really enjoy it, right? And so, right. And I think that's why I take so much why I take so much of the negativity on Without Parole personally, because you're like, oh, another indie game, another piece of shit, another piece of shit. You haven't fucking played any of the games that you're complaining about, and I have, right? Yes, they may be indie games, but they're fucking good most of the time. And they're unique experiences that you do not get on the fucking flat screen.
And indie games don't imply what they used to. Like it's kind of dated just to assume, it's kind of old thinking to think that, you know, just because a game is made by a small group of people or something, that it can't be this, you know, have a very large scope and design and stuff and features, because we've seen that happen countless times. Now, it's not usually how it goes down,
right?
But there have been games that have proven that. And that's really exciting. That's really encouraging that, you know, that's kind of been the fun part of PSVR or VR in general. It's like, you know, there's these high profile games, but some of the best games, some of the best experiences have come out of nowhere and been something that I had zero like knowledge of, zero interest in. And then all of a sudden they can end up number one on the sales charts.
Yeah,
just
we already talked about
legendary
it
Friday. Tips.
Yeah, moving on. Andrew Billy with the $2 says, at 1.75 speed, Brian and AJ are game chipmunks and stuff. AJ, as much as we like to thank all the game chipmunks in the chat, that's not who we thank every Monday, is it?
That's right, Brian. We would like to thank those who support us in another way by changing their names, something GameCat related, or something GameCat adjacent, as you, as something GameCat adjacent like to say. And this week, holy crap, man, we have another 6 GameCats to welcome to the GameCat. Juju. Dude, y'all are killing it, man. Another week, another 6. Let's go. Starting with... Ryan McCaffrey.
Bing! Dude, fucking, I don't even care what the other 5 are. This is the best one of the day. Ryan McCaffrey. It's the best way to troll Ryan McCaffrey ever.
Oh my God.
Unofficial game cat, Ryan McCaffrey.
I have held back so many things to say about that man.
Yep. Probably for the best.
I'm not going to stoop to his level. We've also got Tybo Barino, the gaming sphinx.
Ba 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 Barino. How fucking old am I? God damn.
I don't think that's Ba Barino.
did you ever watch Welcome Back, Cotter, or am I on my own little island over here?
I just know the Beach Boys. This is all.
It's Barbarian. Okay, yeah.
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 Ty Barbarino, the gaming sphinx.
Dude, that's the ultimate cat, is the sphinx, right?
Yeah, that's like the lord of the cats.
Big as a pyramid, they say. Big as a pyramid. That's what they
We've
say.
We've also got Uncle Game the slime cat. The slime cat. Uncle Game the slime cat.
Bing.
That was really hard to read for some reason.
Right. His name is Uncle Slime, but his at is Uncle Game the slime cat, which is pretty good. He injected the cat. Holy shit, that profile picture. What am I looking at? I know you can't see it. Wow. Okay. Everybody's going to have nightmares tonight. I apologize. I didn't see that ahead of time. But it's awesome.
We've also got Inspector Game Cat.
Bro, to Inspector Game Cat out there, I just want to say that your Game Cat name change instigated like a 20-minute conversation about Inspector Gadget in the voice chat today over on Discord. So thank you for that, because I had forgotten just how much of a buffoon Inspector Gadget is and how Penny and Brain did all the work. Completely forgot.
I'll get you next time, Inspector Game Cat.
We've also got...
You almost had it, and then you did this weird fucking laugh at the end.
That was the cat. That was the little cat.
Oh, Mad Cat? I don't remember Cat even making noise. Okay.
I could be mixing my cartoons.
Right on.
We've also got Jars of Ash, the definitely not AI game cat.
Bing! I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. If anybody's saying they're not AI, I feel like, well, that's proof that you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, AI is getting crazy these days, huh?
Sure is. I bet his profile picture is game cat. Shit, somebody sent me a bunch of AI generated t-shirt images. I'm sorry I didn't respond to you, whoever you are. And so it's all this like very obviously AI generated sirens on my end. images with cats with the VR headsets on with like police out the window. Great stuff. But he screwed up the slogan. Every single one of the six images he sent me said sirens, sirens on my side. And I was like, oh, you were so close. You were so close. I'll show him off next time.
Finally, last, but certainly not least, we've got Quill, the last but not least game cat.
Bing! I don't know. I think you're definitely last, but yeah, not least. Not least.
That's awesome. I didn't even see that coming. I had that was not pre-planned.
I mean, it was pre-planned by me. I put okay. Quill last on purpose because it's last but not least. So you're welcome because I planned the show, AJ, and you just show up half-assing it as always.
Well, guys, great job. Keep the name changes coming. I love the Game Cat adjacent names, especially. I love Inspector Game Cat's got to be my favorite. Mariah McCaffrey's a close second.
Ryan McCaffrey is my pick of the week. Guys, if you love us almost as much as we love you, make sure you change your Game Cat, your name to something Game Cat over on YouTube, and then put hashtag Game Cat in the comments of any Without Parole video so that AJ will stumble in last minute next week and give you a shout out, just like he gave all these people a shout out. Ryan McCaffrey is in the chat, says, what?
It's about right. Accurate.
Yeah. Yep. AJ, let's talk about some stuff gaming related. I didn't address this Legendary Tales patch on any show this week that came out a few days ago because I haven't been playing Legendary Tales. However,
hey,
I Brian, do know someone who has.
That is number one selling in North America and Japan, Legendary Game Cat, Legendary Tales.
Yeah, I love looking at the Japanese sales charts because it's like Summer Lesson is like all over the place on the PSVR one charts. No. It hasn't charted on in North America in like 5 years since it came out. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, dude. Yeah, Legendary Tales. I don't know if you've heard about this game. It's
first
pretty
time.
Good.
No, tell me all about it.
So it's an action RPG.
Oh, I hate you so much sometimes.
No, Legendary Tales. Every single week has been adding a new patch, and this week they have introduced a patch. The biggest significance of it is that they've done a bunch of stuff like allowing a seated mode, a crouch button. There's sorting for the inventory now, but the big new hotness is the new Tai Chi.
They finally fixed that, huh?
Yeah. They fixed the hand-to-hand combat, and people are loving it.
Somebody should tell Albert so he can finally play it.
I noticed a lot of people do really like punching and boxing and stuff in VR, and it's pretty funny that, you know, an action RPG that looks like Souls and or structured like a Souls game has the game loop of Diablo game, allows you to, you know, experience all the great physics-based melee combat with weapons, with like swords and axes and stuff, but then also allows you to do karate. That's pretty sweet.
That is pretty sweet. It's the versatility of VR. No. It just shows how above and beyond these developers went to like let people play however they wanted to. This is one of the most open-ended dungeon crawlers I've ever played when it comes to that kind of stuff. Although that might just be me proving I haven't played that many dungeon crawlers in my life.
I've played quite a bit.
Yeah.
Too many.
I mean, it's definitely better than Might and Magic 3 on TurboGrafx.
Yeah. I was going a little bit later on, like a Dungeon Hunter Alliance. Remember that one? Little PS3 PSN game?
I remember Dungeon Hunter Alliance being a Vita game that I played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't play it on the console. But I played everything on the Vita. So when people are like, oh, hold on a second, Tornado's here. Let me make sure that everybody can. Hey, you want to be on TV?
Hey, Tornado.
Hi. Oh, who's your good girl? Oh, she's so cute. Isn't she so cute? She's so cute. I can't fucking stand it. Cute. Yep. I wouldn't even get out of bed if it wasn't for her. She comes and wakes me up every day. She's like, hey, badass, get out of bed. I'm like, dude, no, I don't want to go to school today. And like, all you have to do is play Little Cities. Get out of bed. You're so lazy. I'm like, yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm very proud of the community rallying behind this game and supporting it, you know, putting their money where their mouth is. We talked about this before it came out. You know, are people going to buy this game at $55? Even if it offers $55 worth of content, is there just no way of breaking that barrier? And I'm really, really proud of everybody proving that, hey, if developers out there are listening, if you bring a game that is like really polished and really deep, then people will buy it and support it. It doesn't matter what price it is. And it was an awesome little experiment to watch unfold. And, you know, I hope it just continues to have success here, which is why I'm going to keep mentioning it constantly.
Yeah. I think it's proof that gamers want bigger games, longer games, more in-depth games, full length, like games that they'd get on the flat screen with deeper mechanics. You know, like I think we're going to see, a lot of VR studios flounder a little bit this generation as they sort of try to find their way, because dude, for 7 years, games like Job Simulator topped the charts, you know, and Beat Saber still does. So it's not like there's not a market for it, but Beat Saber is one of those unicorns, right? Where it's just ridiculous sales, but not every game is like that. In fact, most games are not like that. Most games, developers are like, oh, well, this is what sells. Job Simulator has been on the charts for years. Obviously, this is what kind of game we have to make. And then their game comes out and it's like, no one fucking buys it. You know why? Because we've all got Job Simulator already. We've already played this stuff, right? We're looking for bigger, full-fledged games. And so thank God for Urban Wolf Games who had the balls to basically, you know, work themselves into bankruptcy in order to get a massive game out and prove that this is what gamers want. This other stuff's not charting on the PSVR 2 sales charts. And this has been number one in every, well, in Japan and the US, fucking Forever Bowl.
It was number three in the EU.
Forever Bowl took number one in EU because it was on sale for $2.
Yeah. So that's understandable. But it's great to see it doing so well. And yeah, man, like, shout out to Ultra Wings 2, which also got on there.
Yeah.
You love to see it, man. You remember every single month there'd be a new release and it would just always be Job Simulator, super hot, Beat Saber every single month. And we were just like, what the hell, man? So it's nice that we're, you know, we've hit the reset button and now a new game can come out and actually top the charts. I think there's one more hurdle here, though. They need to stay on the top 10, because we have seen some games hit the top 10, if not number one, but then drop off completely. So I think, you know, I think if Legendary Tales, hopefully it just keeps spreading by word of mouth and there's, you know, whatnot, but also they're in a good situation where if they have the ability to add DLC to it, I guarantee you they will jump right back up to that top. And at some point, if they can sustain that, it's got to prove that even in a smaller niche market, indie games can thrive, can be successful, and can sell headsets.
Smoke me all up in the chat, says Brian, you be nice to AJ on his show.
Damn right. Thank you, Smoke Me All Up.
Yeah, I keep forgetting who's in charge around here. Sun WTF with a $5 tip says, hoping Legendary Tales adds armor modeling for the female avatar. Wife and I crossplay 30 plus hours deep. She's tired of my jiggle harassment.
I discovered these jiggle physics on Saturday as well. I heard
the word motorboating and I said, and I'm out. that's all I heard was that you were motorboating some dude whose avatar was a female, and I was like, this is why I'm not subscribed to AJ.
It was just a quick test of physics and collision detection. It was for science. It was
for science.
Gaming, well, programming, then, by science. All means. Testing the game capability.
Oh, dude, the tips have been all fucking gigantic today, and I was like, "What's going on?" And I finally figured out I had the fucking window zoomed. My sorry, AJ. Oh man, as far as the armor modeling for the female avatar, it sounds like they kind of like got the female avatar created like last second, and like almost didn't even include the female avatar in the game, and so like. It seems like it's an afterthought, but obviously they're just working.
It's cool that they did that, though, because I've actually talked to several people that, you know, their significant other plays. And, Yeah, like there's tons of people like literally buying another headset and this game. Somebody said they bought a PS5, a PSVR2, and this game so that they could play with their wife. That is dope.
Is everything okay?
That's the power of adding multiplayer to a game like this too. You don't just sell one copy. You potentially sell like multiple just from one purchase alone, because people want to play with their friends, their significant others, whoever. It's the perfect recipe for something like this.
Yeah, I'm glad they got the female avatar in, but yeah, it is definitely time for some for the armor modeling so that they can be equal in all ways. Macho, the real estate procrastinating game cat with a $5 tip says, three bloody knuckles and one swollen hand later. Listen, before I continue on with Macho's tip, what the fuck are you guys doing out there? Like, I have the smallest play space in the world, and every so often I punch like the edge of my bed, I nick the corner of my TV, something, right? Macho's out there with blood pouring down his hand, posting pictures on Discord. What are you guys doing out there?
He goes hard, man.
Yeah.
He goes really hard with VR.
He said three bloody knuckles. To be like that. Yeah.
I used to do that too. You know what game taught me to like, okay, you can finesse this a little bit.
The game like of life of getting old and being like, I don't want to sweat in my headset anymore. I'm just going to swing swords like this from now on.
Yeah, I have that tendency as well to like swing really hard at first. But Sprint Vector, I learned a valuable lesson after playing Sprint Vector for 7 hours straight, obtaining the platinum.
Touche.
I learned a valuable lesson about the aftermath and the pain that can come from swinging too hard and whatnot. Sometimes you just got to learn the hard way, but yeah, be careful out there. Just remember, all these games, they're not designed to be like full strength. Right. They're designed to be, you know, use your wrist to flick your wrists and use whatever little tricks you can.
Techno Glitch says, what game is this? I think we've been talking about Legendary Tales for quite a while now. So just, in case you just joined, Legendary Tales.
Number one, baby. Congrats. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I get so nervous sometimes, you know, like when I'm playing a game and I'm like, you know, when I remember first jumping in, like pre-release, and being like, wow, this fucking looks really good. 90 native, like great texture, resolution, everything is like, this looks really good. And then the more I'm playing, I'm like, wait, this feels really good too. Like this game just feels great to play. And so, you know, you guys are getting nervous being like, do I like this game? Am I enjoying this more than I should? Like, is this speaking to me in some way that's not going to speak to other people? And when you review games, I think you have to kind of get in that headspace and say, when I review this, am I reviewing this for me or for everyone else? And I just kind of reviewed it for me. And I'm so happy that my story is so similar, to everybody else's. Everybody else's story ended up being so similar to mine. I think I've seen like two comments, one on Twitter and then one in the YouTube comments, being like, I hate this game. I wish I get my $50 back. And that's really good, dude. That's really good for a game with like that's this deep mechanically. And looks like from the outset, seems like it's very repetitive. Right? So that's actually good for a fairly niche genre. To only have to have that few complaints. I didn't actually finish Macho's tip.
My bad.
No, my bad. I stopped in the middle of it. He said, three bloody knuckles, one swollen hand later, and Legendary Tales is my favorite PSVR2 game yet, which is amazing.
Me too.
Everyone buy it. It's a must have. It's my daily full body workout. Holy crap. And obviously, source of injury. Macho follows it up with another $2, says, oh no, AJ, this one is it. Will do what you do. He's showing you up, man. Telling you, put everything into it. You get everything back.
I mean, you kind of do. Okay. You kind of do.
AJ, it's not all unicorns and rainbows this week, although I do love unicorns and rainbows. Big fan.
I like dragons more.
Dargons? Okay.
Dargons.
Yeah. Madison got delayed a week. How much do you care? It went from the 23rd to the 29th, I believe.
It's great.
yeah, for real.
It's amazing news because we're going to be at PAX East together and with this lovely community and with some developers and with whatever places we end up at PAX. We're going to be in Boston during that time. So this couldn't have been a better time for this game to get delayed, and it's already been delayed like 800 times. So
right.
What's another week?
Yeah. I mean, they had hinted last year this was coming out on Halloween. Right. Like, that's kind of a sucky time for it.
Sure, that was the plan.
Yeah. And then here we are, let's see, November 1st, December, January, February, March, over 4.5 months later. We finally get a solid release date. I'm with you, AJ. We're going to be at PAX, and it would have been very difficult to have a review out ahead of time. So I'm glad it got delayed. Does this give you any cause for alarm? Like, this sort of has a Vertigo vibe going on right now. It's perp again. The release date for Vertigo was very much like in flux, it seemed like, at all times. They just kept saying, oh, we found another bug, we found this, game-breaking this, trying to fix this. Does this give you any cause for alarm, or are you feeling like this is going to be all right?
I mean, no more than, you know, I'm already approaching this game. This is one of my more highly anticipated games. This is the first horror game I've been excited about pretty much since Resident Evil 4, since Halloween, since Propagation. I'm basically always going to have these concerns over these games with these releases, but we've noticed a trend where games are starting to release more and more with eye track foveated rendering. Mm-hmm. And you know, Legendary Tales has it. I think Cube announced on their Twitter, or they said like on their trailer or whatever, the info page, yep, that's going to have eye track foveated rendering. So what's happening now is kind of what we've been hoping would happen, which is like people have had the dev kits longer. They're delaying their releases. They're making sure that they release a better product, like the best product that it could be.
Yep.
I think that's the right way to go, because the launch of a game is the most important time for a game. That is the most, unless, like, not everybody's going to pull a Hello Games with No Man's Sky. That is extremely rare. And the launch is extremely important. So you want it to have all the hype, all the excitement at launch, because otherwise you just basically, you're wasting all of the time you spent getting the game to this point. You're wasting it on nothing. You're gonna kill your sales. You're gonna kill any hype you had for it, any excitement. And it doesn't do any good for anybody.
Yeah, there was a Colin Moriarty recently did an interview with Jonathan Blow. If you guys are familiar with Jonathan Blow, did Braid and The Witness, both did fucking insane sales for indie games. And it's been like seven years between games. A totally different topic, but one of the things Colin shared during that, because you guys know that Colin kind of heads up a kind of indie studio, makes some smaller games, and so he had an issue with PlayStation being like, okay, the game came out, but it wasn't like there was some issue with the date or whatever, and by the time PlayStation got it fixed, it was like a week later, and so shows up on the store, but it's no longer top on the new games list, right? And so and he said that absolutely affected their sales. Like it's just a discoverability problem, right? A lot of people go on to the PlayStation store. I don't think everyone realizes this. A lot of us go onto the PlayStation store looking for specific games. We're like, oh, Brian just reviewed Little Cities, I'm gonna go buy that, right? And so they go on the PlayStation store and they search for Little City specifically. A lot of people go on the PlayStation store and they're not like fully researching these things. They are just saying, oh, I wonder what's new on PlayStation VR 2 this week. Somebody should make a show that tells people what's new on PSVR 2 this week. But, you know, until that happens, you just have to go on the PlayStation store and sort by newest to oldest. And so you lose out on day one sales. You're fucked. Right, because if some of these games come out and they get bad reviews because of bugs or glitches or visual problems or resolution or frame rates, by the time all that shit gets fixed, they are so low on the release for the store that they're not going to get that second chance to make a first impression. They're not going to get that relaunch day where it's back up on top of the store again. Hey, everything's fixed now. It's like fucking kind of too late. Too late. The word is already out that your game sucks. And so, with a user base as small as PSVR 2, every fucking sale counts. So this is something that people need to learn now.
Well, right, I think now. I think they're starting to, and I think that's why they're seeing that. I'll tell you something interesting. I retweeted Perp Games' tweet about Madison VR being delayed, and it was liked by VR Monkey. So I think VR Monkey is doing the port. And
oh, maybe.
I'm hoping that with their experience now, you know, they've come a long way with, and they've started to understand the tech a lot better and how to get the most out of it. I wouldn't be surprised if there's like some bugs here and there, you know, potentially even game breaking ones or something, as much as that sucks to say. I'm sure there's going to be some bugs somewhere in the game. It's almost, you know, it's almost impossible these days to have a completely bug free game. But I'm hoping that with all of their experience now, all their knowledge they gained from, you know, turning around Galaxy Kart and what they did with that, they used eye tracking and things like that. No, kind of understanding what the player base wants, what the gamers want out of a game, that this means there's a more likely chance that it's going to be, you know, a more quality product.
Yeah. We have always lived in the Castle Mary Cat. In the chat says, looking for PSVR 2 titles in the Sony store online is like a horrible mini game in itself, which I absolutely agree with. Mecha Party came out, like Stealth dropped. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like some PSVR 2 game that I'm not even familiar with came out of nowhere. Stealth dropped on the store. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks for letting me know, all the game cats on our Discord. Because guess who wouldn't have found that on their own? This guy. Because I go to the store and I search by new, and guess what's not there? Mecha Party, or whatever it's called. And it's not even listed under the PSVR 2 section in the store.
I think it is, but it's if you sort by new releases, it's still all the way at the bottom. It makes no sense. Like, it's really weird. Right. So
any day one sales they were going to get just from people who were curious about it are already gone. Thanks, Sony. Well done, as always.
Well, I don't know how much of that it's on Sony, but...
it's their store. Dude, the thing is that Sony takes 30% of every sale. It is, and it's like people get nothing in return for that 30% that they give Sony. They get nothing. There's no discoverability on the PlayStation Store. The PlayStation Store is an absolute shit show when you're trying to find shit. Stuff disappears, it reappears. It's an absolute fucking mess. And I think Sony should be fucking embarrassed taking money from all these indie devs and doing nothing for them. In fact, making it harder for them to sell their games. I think it's an embarrassment. And like, if they're taking so much fucking money and it's all automated. You know, you talk to certain developers and they're like, oh, the reason that Ultra Wings 2 stealth dropped on the store, unbeknownst to developers, is because everything's automated on the PlayStation Store. And they had like one thing wrong in the wrong place. It's like, how about somebody works there? How about somebody working there to make sure this automated nonsense doesn't happen and that new games are showing up where they're supposed to? You're getting money for this. Pay somebody to make sure that money is well spent or well deserved. It's not well deserved. Like, I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Like, I just think that Sony's really fucking up the store big time. I go to the Steam store to find out information about PSVR 2 games. Because it's easier to navigate, and there's way more information there, like all in black and white. And the Steam store is not great, but it's infinitely better. You type in five letters of a game, a drop-down menu appears and said, one of these games? And you're like, oh yeah, that's it. Most of the time I go to the PlayStation store, I type in a full name of a game, nothing shows up in the return except for like indie games from 5 years ago with similar names, but not the actual game I'm looking for. You're taking 30% of these hardworking people's pay. In giving nothing in return, in fact, making it harder for people to find your games. It's fucking nonsense. Do better.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think it's just, I guess I'm just kind of used to it by this point. Like, I think in the 20 years or something that they've had PlayStation Network, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say they like it. So it's like, nothing has changed. It's like, it's always something different. To me, I think the store has actually improved quite a bit, but I totally understand that there are still some, you know, there's major room for improvement.
Though. Right. The fact that it's better than it once was is insane. The PS3 generation was, I mean, like, just why is there even a store? We got some tips.
It couldn't even run the store.
Oh, God.
It was like so choppy.
Remember at the beginning when it was just fucking like browser based? Like that's all. I mean, yeah, it's so much better now, and it's still terrible. Markio, the Sleepless Night Underground Game Cat,
elite name. In the house.
Oh yeah, it all gets cut off from me with the Canadian $2 says, welcome back to AJ's Legendary Tales Corner. Listen, you can have Legendary Tales Corner, but I'm bringing back Galaxy Kart Corner. All right, you can have your thing, I'll have my thing.
I like, yeah, that's fine, my corner is way better.
Oh, I mean, I agree with you, but don't sleep on Galaxy Kart. That's just fun. I'm gonna reread.
I do need to jump back into Galaxy Kart after all this time that they've been improving it.
So many new tracks, dude. They're just like shitting these things out, and they're all surprisingly good. That's the surprising part, is that they're really good tracks.
That's cool. I will jump back into that at some point, because I do want, you know, that vibe.
Yeah. I'm gonna re-review that game, because I think I gave it like a 3.5, and now it's, I don't know, like even with a few bugs and shit, like, I mean, it's so much fun. There's so much more content now that like it really is the best we've got, and honestly, I think the best kart racer we've ever gotten in VR.
Like pure kart racer for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like if we had gotten Dash Dash, it might be close, but we never got Dash Dash, and so this is it, man. This is it. Like, this is a solid high 7, low 8, something around there. It's just so much fun to play with your friends. Like, it's one of those games where you laugh the whole time. And just talk shit with your friends. It's so much fun.
I've enjoyed this. To be fair, I've enjoyed this, I think, more than I did Dash Dash.
I think I enjoyed the sense of speed.
Like, yeah.
Like, it really feels like you're there. Dash Dash had something weird going on where, like, I didn't see, and it was maybe because I was playing on Quest 2, but I didn't feel like the depth so much. And so, like, I didn't really feel like I was racing a kart.
The physics, the feel of it.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I don't know.
I do love using my racing rig too. One hand on the wheel, one hand for weapons. It's really good. Hopefully they'll get some official force feedback in at some point. But the generic force feedback they have in the Logitech G29, I think that's good enough, man. Like, I've raced go-karts, you know, places, and it feels like that's what it feels like. That resistance feels like a go-kart. I haven't done the Thrustmaster, so if people have problems with the Thrustmaster one, please let us know in the chat. I just don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I don't. Yeah, I don't remember. I think when I tried it, there wasn't a lot of force feedback, or if at all. Did you say that's been updated? Now there is supposed to be.
There's definitely force feedback. I mean, or there's. Let me say it this way: there's resistance. Mm-hmm. Force feedback makes is certainly a different thing. But there's resistance on the wheel, more sirens on my end that make it feel like, hey, this is how difficult it is to turn a go-kart wheel in real life.
Okay. So Brian, how about you? Madison VR hype?
Friends have Xbox with the Canadian $14 says, as someone who played all of Madison back in 2022, I found as it went on, jump scares just got cheaper while puzzles got more nonsensical and frustrating. Wonder what you guys will think though. I also wonder what I'll think, because I only played the first hour, just to kind of check it out and see what the vibe was. And I loved it, man. I think if they can capture the visuals in VR, right, make it similar to the PlayStation 5 version, the flat screen version, it's going to be that whole the feeling I got from Paranormal Activity, where I was terrified because everything looks so realistic. Back when I played Paranormal Activity, I was like, this is close as we've gotten to photorealistic graphics, and it's a pretty bare bones house, but what was there was really well done. And I feel like if they can capture that in Madison, then I'll be fucking terrified the whole time, just because I'm scared because it seems so realistic.
Yeah, graphics are not supposed to be like the most important thing, but with VR, they kind of are a little bit more important, because that really can affect your immersion. And obviously you want everything to be as immersive as possible. So I do think graphics are held to a little bit of a higher standard in VR than normal. I mean, it's something that everybody likes anyways, just because of like eye candy, and you want a game to look nice and be pleasant to look at, visual candy. But I think it actually functions as an important part of the immersion for VR games. So yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah, that's what I mean. Kind of made Resident Evil 7 so damn scary. Was like, it was just such a realistic setting and everything. And yeah, this has that realism kind of look to it. So
yeah,
It looks good. It should be pretty scary.
For me, I think, you know, like definitely realism helps in VR, but also when I play something like Stilt, you know, when you have high resolution, super high frame rate, there are these reprojections not distracting you, blur is not distracting you. There are these things like it can be a cartoony world, but I can be immersed if the resolution and frame rate is high enough.
I'm not, you know, the art design and stuff could be a little bit more unique in Stilt, but man, I love that it looks like a super high res Nintendo 64 game. I love that.
Yeah, this definitely has that look. Looper the Underground GameCat with the €2 says PS Prices is more reliable at tracking new releases. PS Prices is a great website. Yeah. I use it all the time. If you don't use it, you should definitely use it. But I agree, Twitcher.
Same with PSN profiles.
Biker GameCat from Mars with the $5 says just finished Propagation literally 10 minutes ago. When's the next one? That cliffhanger was insane. Thanks for recommending, lads. It doesn't sound like they're working on part two.
Yeah, they're working on, they've got another game in the works though. And it sounds like, I don't know if they've directly said or anything, but it seems like it likely is going to hit PSVR 2. It's a completely different direction though. It's a completely randomly different style game. I'd imagine, especially if Propagation sells okay, I'd imagine they'd probably pursue a sequel. It just might take some more time.
Yeah, I mean, I think Propagation was a pretty big hit on PSVR 2. It was a pretty big hit on Quest, probably PC. I don't know.
Quest?
Yeah. You heard it? You heard of that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Propagation Paradise. Oh, wait, yeah, on like standalone? No, I didn't know it was on standalone.
Yeah. Yeah. Came out first on Quest, and that's how and that's how we knew so much about it. You know, basically Wes had been telling us it's more Resident Evil than Saints and Sinners, and he was fucking right about that shit. So
dude, Propagation Paradise Hotel, definitely big shout out to that game. It's so good.
Definitely hope that team is able to expand and start you know, maybe working on multiple projects at once, because they obviously have a lot of great ideas. I know that I wasn't a big fan of their rhythm game there, Ragnarok, but a lot of people are. So,
yeah, I guess that's why I'm surprised that Propagation's on Quest, because it's very enhanced. Like it seems like a PC VR / PSVR 2 game.
Yeah, I mean, so many developers when they make their PSVR 2 version say this is the best looking version of the game that is available, because just because of what's available with eye tracking. So it makes sense. AJ, let's move on to the main topic of the day, because I don't want this show to go on until the wee hours of it's still bright out there, the evening.
It's like a pretty sky though.
It is. If I had some kind of remote control for this thing, I would have it open up right now and it would be beautiful out there. Because this is when the show's supposed to be starting, AJ. This is the normal skyline. Yeah, fucking crazy. Yep. Let's talk a little bit about Little Cities. Embargo lifted today. The game comes out tomorrow. AJ, I am going to have a review out for this thing, I believe, tomorrow. As we get into the discussion about Little Cities, I will explain to you why there's no coverage of it yet on the channel. But let's start from the top. AJ, what were your thoughts on Little Cities so far?
My thoughts on Little Cities initially was that I have zero interest in this game because I
to a
don't
good start.
Like these types of games typically. But I will say, having being forced to play through it, I'm actually kind of enjoying some of it. Like I think it's a decent game. From what I've played so far, I've only played a couple hours. So this is more of a first impressions for me. I think I've played about 2 hours of it so far. And yeah, I typically have zero interest in these kinds of games. I don't care. The last one we got was Cities VR. I hated that game. Like I thought it was god awful.
Yeah.
This, I kind of like dreaded having to play it. I didn't want to, but I forced myself to so that we could talk about it and review. And I found myself, the more and more I started playing this game, I was like, okay, like this is, I can see the appeal here. I see I'm kind of having fun, you know, trying to utilize this limited space to build the biggest, most crammed city as possible, make sure it has power supplies and water supplies and, you know, all these things that are, you're supposed to kind of balance within a city to make a functional city happen. And I think it's got really intuitive controls. Everything is easy to do. And I think that has helped me enjoy this game more. It's like, it's very easy to do everything. And so you really just have to focus on what you have to do versus like trying to do those things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat as you when it comes to Cities VR. Did not enjoy playing that. I was going to play it for review, and I just couldn't do it, man. Like, I hated the interface. I hated the UI. It didn't feel like it was designed for VR, even though it was. And so one of the first things that I focused on when I jumped into Little Cities Bigger, again, being the definitive version, the ultimate version of this game, with all the DLC that's come out on other platforms, and the highest resolution and frame rate. I was focused on the UI, and I was like, this is the thing I'm going to be using more often than not in this game. How is it going to feel to build shit? And man, it feels really good. It feels really good. It has this like little bubble system where you're just kind of poking at things, and you know, you have a laser pointer, so you don't even have to reach out far. And so selecting what you want to build, and you know, if you're creating roads, you can just select roads and then literally drag and drop them across the ground, and it just feels good. And you have this status screen that I'm showing on the screen right now. If you lift up your watch on your left hand, like, it just gives you all the information about your city all in one little concise menu. It tells you what your city needs, what, you know, if there's any issues going on that you need to fix. There's a lot of stuff happening at once, but Little Cities Bigger kind of simplifies it to the point where you don't really feel overwhelmed. It introduces things really slowly, but that means it's also unlocking things at a fairly regular interval. You start off and you only can do so many things. And then as you progress, as your city gets bigger, you unlock this, you unlock that. Now you can do this. Now you can do that. Oh, don't forget this. Now you need a cell tower because your city needs reception. It's like, okay, cool.
Wi-Fi.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I think exactly. The controls, I think, are very intuitive and well. I think it's a really well-crafted game. Now, graphically, it does leave a little bit to be desired. Like, I think it's got, you know, it's got like a lot of stuff going on with it. But it does, like, some of the buildings and whatnot, they do look very questy. It does look very much like a quest game in many ways. It's definitely not enhanced. And the only drawback to that is like when you want to zoom in really close, it's like, you know, what's cool about what's cool about the thought of some of these games is, you know, getting your city running, you have all these people running around and socializing and doing these things and then going whoop and then zooming in and like being immersed in this world that you've created or in the city that you've created. And I haven't really had much interest in that, but I am enjoying the game loop of it. It is kind of like a puzzle. Like, it is kind of like puzzle solving, you know, because there's a lot of things you have to take into account when building your city. Things can affect one way, you know. First of all, you have to have like a certain amount of residents, commercial areas, and then like factories, and then you can't like put them next to each other, because otherwise like the residents will be really unhappy that they're like being poisoned by the factory or whatever. Right. So you do have to, like, you know, you have to spread things out. You got to balance it properly. And then there's ways that you can enhance it, like adding like a little park next to some place where people live. And it makes, like, you know, they give you some bonus points for, like, you know, either their home, their living situation is happier, or like the commercial areas are, they get some bonus points for having some, like, you know, stuff to view around there as well. So I think it's a really well-crafted game so far.
I think it's a well-crafted game too. Now it's funny because I feel like I'm doing something wrong when I play, because like I was saying, you're unlocking different items at different intervals. You're unlocking more parts of each island that you can build on as your city grows and hits different milestones. The problem is that you will get to a point where every single bit of land that you have available to you is full. You've marked down industrial zones and commercial zones and residential zones. You got your streets all figured out. You've got, you know, you've got to make sure that everybody, there's a police station for you know, that covers enough of the ground where like everybody's protected by fires. You got fire stations. There's so much going on, and you kind of like put the puzzle together as you go and as these things become available to you. And then you just, every island I've worked on so far, I've hit a stopping point where there's more to the island that hasn't unlocked yet because my city hasn't grown big enough to unlock that.
You have to level up to like level 5 or 6 usually. Like you have to level up the limited area you have.
There's multiple zones. And so, yeah, you do it multiple times. To unlock a new zone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so frequently I'm sitting there going, what more can I do? How can I make this even better than it is? And so I've got about 6 hours in this game so far. And that's happened to me 3 times where I just hit a stopping point and go, oh, I'm no longer progressing. I'm no longer leveling the city up. There's plenty of unused areas that haven't unlocked yet. How can I make this place even better? And so what starts as this super cozy game where it's just like, oh yeah, kind of do whatever you want. And like, you know, we're going to tell you what the city needs as it goes along, and not challenging, not, you know, there's certainly not a, like a high difficulty curve, right, until like you just hit this roadblock where you go, I don't know what I'm fucking supposed to do next. So that's happened to me 3 times on 3 different islands. And so there's a part of me that's like, well, I'm not ready to review this game because either I'm missing something or there's something fundamentally a little bit broken about the progression in this game. And I'm betting it's more me not understanding what my city needs. But at the same time, it's like, it seems very strange to me that it's so kind of like, oh, just do whatever you want, until it's like, nope, now you've got to fucking switch things up and make minute changes to satisfy what the game is looking for you to be able to progress. And that's when I start going, man, I'm just not interested. Not nearly as interested as I was an hour ago when I was making progress. I also don't like how these islands are so small, man. SimCity used to have this giant map, right? And you could just build this major metropolis, and it was crazy seeing it, you know, go from this little town to this big city. And this is, these islands feel very, very cramped and limited.
Well, I think that's part of the puzzle element of it, is figuring out, because everything that you build basically has to be connected to a road. Right.
Those are your power lines, so, basically. Like,
yeah. And so I think that's part of the puzzle element of it is, because I did, this happened to me on the second island, by the way, where I completely ran out of space. I used up everything. And then I realized, oh, like I'm maxed out. I have to redo some stuff, or I have to, yeah, like I have to basically scrap part of my island and then rebuild it, so that there's more roads, so that there's more places to put buildings and things like that. Like you have to figure out how to optimize it in this compact space.
Right.
And to me, that doesn't really bother me, because it, to me, that's part of the gameplay. That's part of the puzzle element of figuring that out and you know, utilizing this space to jam pack the most, like make it the most efficient within this limited space. For me, what I'm wondering about is like, you've played 6 hours now.
Yep.
I've only played about 2.
So I'm bouncing around between 4 different islands simultaneously now.
Right. Because after you beat the first island, it unlocks another 3, right?
Right.
And then you get to kind of work on those. There's like a desert one, a snowy one, and they do have like their kind of different themed little decorations for each.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
And it does mix up the gameplay a little bit. The desert ones have like sandstorms that you have to like plant trees in order to make those areas habitable. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Habitable. Yeah.
Habitable. I'm going to go with habitable.
Habitable.
In the chat, sound off. Habitable or habitable? Habitable sounds ridiculous.
Inhabitable?
Inhabitable. Inhabitable. No. I take it back. I don't want to have this conversation.
Habula. Habula Abrigada.
Right. And I did see Twitcher in the chat saying you have to keep an eye on your city's needs at all times, that there's things. And that's the problem, is that, like, this, I feel like I understand the game. Like, I really do. Like, I'm giving the city, the people in the city, exactly what they're looking for. I'm making sure that they have plenty of water and that everything is taken care of. And that's why, like, when I hit these roadblocks, it wouldn't be an issue if it was like 20 minutes of being like, okay, let me rearrange this or destroy some buildings and restructure this. It's an hour of me being like, I don't know what I'm fucking supposed to do. Like, it just, it feels very strange, it feels like two very different types of games, that you don't know you're transitioning from one to the other. And it's cozy, inhospitable, says Ace Gamer. That's maybe the word I was looking for. Scott has got to be PSVR game cap for life, says Niche. Agreed.
So to me, what's going to make or break this game for me is kind of the depth. And I am happy to hear that, you know, like you said, you go to the sandstorm, or you go to the desert place and there are like sandstorms. Like, how much can you interact with the environment, or how interactive is the environment, and how much does it affect your city and what you have to plan for it? And yeah, as you go to these different places, you are unlocking new things. There's also like special events. What do they call them? The place, like the special pieces for like, sightseeing and stuff.
Sure. Yeah. There's like amusement parks and there's aquariums, right, and that, right, kind of stuff.
There's special buildings like that. And then there's like smaller ones too, like just little parks and swings.
Oh, like attractions. And like,
attractions. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
So those give you style points. You have up to five, right, stars that you can get for style points, and putting, you know, playgrounds next to residential areas gives you bonus, right, points, and putting the donut shop next to the police station gives you like 30 bonus points. Like, there are some like things you find out like that just by kind of fucking around and experimenting.
Yeah. To me, so obviously this game is inspired by several other games, and this is my big curiosity about this, surrounding this, because I'm not into these types of games. I'm not into the like SimCity or Civilization, or like, I've played them a little bit, but, mm-hmm, but like not much. They're not typically my type of game. But to me, the sign of a good game has always been one that, hey, even if it's not something you like, you can still enjoy it. And that's kind of how I've felt about this so far, unlike the other one, Cities VR. I feel like even though this is totally not for me, or whatnot, like, it's like, I don't hate it. I think it does some nice things, but I am curious about, you know, those people that do like this kind of game. Like, are they going to like this for what it is? Or are they going to be like, well, because I've played X, Y, and Z that had all these features, that had all this depth to it and certain mechanics, like, is this game going to feel like it's lacking in those, because it's more built for VR? It's an interesting, it's a niche within a niche kind of thing. It'll be interesting to see like how many people are interested in this, how many people, you know, enjoy it, and how they feel if they have experience playing the flat screen styles of these games. Like what does this offer other than just being in VR? And is it like a watered down version of those, or is it actually like, you know, enough? Like, does it have enough to satisfy those people?
Yeah. Somebody asked if we played the Volcano Island, and I'm sorry that I didn't see who it was. I think it was Looper that was asking, but I could be wrong. Yes, Looper, the Underground Gamecast, says, have you played the Volcano Island? I have. And within like 20 minutes of starting that island up, that volcano blew. And spouted fire down, rained fire down on a lot of my shit. And it's,
that's cool. I like that.
It's very different from SimCity, and I'm assuming Cities VR that way, because, you know, everything's on fire and I'm just like, whatever. Like, I've got fire stations, like, they'll take care of it. Like, it's fine. You know, if something burns down and you just left with a vacant lot, then you just rebuild it. You just redesignated it as an industrial zone or whatever it was. And then you're done. And I remember SimCity always being, there was always a money problem, right? Everyone had the cheat code for the SNES version to start with like $1 million or something. But the gameplay of those games was sort of always about, like, it was a little bit more in depth, and I'm guessing that's how Cities is. And so money's always a problem. Money's never been a problem in this game for me. Never. Like, you can, for the most part, like, you might have to wait a minute or two, you know, if you're buying something major, like an airport or something, but money's really not an issue. Like, I've just got like hundreds of thousands of dollars, of disposable income, when I'm playing this. And so at least where I'm at right now, money seems pretty inconsequential.
It's probably just your play style, because it hasn't become like a wall that I've hit, but I've definitely been trying to do some things where it's like, oh, I don't have enough funds yet. So, you know, I don't know if it's cause like you're just building more commercial areas or what it is, but there's a balance to it. For sure. And what was I, there was something else I was gonna say. The closest thing that I've played to this so far is, what's the medieval game?
Sirens of
Townsman.
Townsman VR, yeah. VR.
That's the closest thing I've played to this. And Townsman, I mean, that had me hooked for like 10 hours until I got kind of bored of it. Like it was really fun. I really enjoyed it. But after 10 hours of doing that, and the way they kept me going with that was they did mix in a couple different style levels, and then like they also just kept adding like the depth of the building and the crafting just goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Mm-hmm. But it almost got to the point to where it's like, okay, like this is just getting a little ridiculous now. So I am also curious to see about, I'm going to try to, you know, play some more of this when I get a chance and dive, you know, dive a little bit deeper. Like I said, despite this being a game, a genre that I could care absolutely less about, I think it's okay. I'm a little curious to kind of dive a little bit deeper, spend a couple more hours with it at least, and see if, at what point does it get repetitive? Like, you know, does it just start to get really repetitive and boring and tedious, or do they introduce enough to keep it fresh and keep it fun?
Yeah, I will say it's, you know, again, very, very, I think good for a cozy game. If you're not looking for a lot of challenge, you just like want to hang out and sort of enjoy the, you know, enjoy slowly building and fucking around. I think all of that is pretty cool. And, you know, and I guess it's kind of fun just to sort of observe your city a little bit and see what's going on. You know, like sometimes you see people hanging out in their backyards. There's like, you know, kids doing kickflips and shit on in the skate park. Right. And so as AJ said, you get down to the ground level and it becomes very questy and like everything's super low poly, but you know, and you can't really get down to ground level either. Somebody was asking if you can be like kind of first person on the street, and you can't. You get pretty damn close, but go ahead.
I was just gonna say there's little touches that are kind of nice too, like when you like you said, the cozy, it's got some cozy features to it, and I like some of the little touches, like when you successfully do something or level up, like there's like the whole town like cheers, they're like yay, and like there's like balloons and there's, you know, hot air balloons flying by your head, there's planes flying around, and there's whales in the ocean, and like some of the stuff, you know, there's just enough, like I do wish there was a little bit more of all that going on, like a little bit more chaos and everything, but there's some nice little touches like that make it feel kind of rewarding. And I do like that when you like build the houses, you see people like chilling in the backyard, like drinking, talking and stuff. Like it's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I mean, as far as little touches go, like the very first, I didn't see an airplane. The first time I saw an airplane, I felt it because my headset started to rumble and I was like, what's my headset rumbling for? And I looked around and like, there's a plane kind of flying right by my head. And I was like, oh, it's like, yeah, little touch.
They need to turn that down a little bit. That headset rumble's a little bit too intense and uncomfortable for.
I liked it.
I like the sweet spot, and I think you can overdo the headset rumble, and I think the headset was a little annoying to me.
Well, then stop putting your head in the clouds with all the fucking planes. Jeez. Like that's their space, not yours. No,
can't help it. My head's just so big.
I'm gonna spend a few more hours with this game tonight. Like I said, like I you know, as somebody who suffers immensely from imposter syndrome, I always question myself before, you know, when reviewing a game, like, have I spent enough time with it? You know, 9 out of 10 times I've beaten the game. And with this, I don't know if I'm going to finish it before reviewing it. But I will have a review out tomorrow. I'll spend as much time as I need tonight to feel as though I can review it properly. And hopefully, hopefully figure out some of these like little puzzled issues that I'm having, because it just felt weird. You know, I was like, does it want me to work on some style points? Does it want, what does it want me to do right now? Because it's so, it holds your hand until it just stops holding your hand. And you're like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, you've been holding my hand this whole time. Now what? So, I will figure that out. I will figure out if it's me or the game, and then expect a review tomorrow. But
when I hit the wall,
is it $20? Do you know?
I don't know how much it is. Let me see if I have a press kit somewhere.
Yeah.
When I hit the wall, I realized that, yeah, like I was kind of just casually placing stuff down. And then I realized like, oh, like I had so much empty space and so much more space that I could be using. And so, yeah, that's when I kind of hit the wall and realized like, oh, yeah, there is kind of like a, you gotta be efficient with this.
Yeah. And the, you know, the graphs very clearly show saying, hey, like, you know, what's needed right now, more industrial zones. It's like, okay, well, you know what? I'll tear down some commercial districts to put up some industrial zones. If that's what the city needs. And so, you know, it's, you do have to pay attention and kind of keep that in mind as you're building, or yeah, you will be tearing stuff down later. But again, like, I got over a lot of those hurdles and then ended up with some seemingly impossible hurdles. And that's the confusion part. But I'll figure it out. And again, I will not sleep tonight until that review is written, and then spend all day editing tomorrow. AJ, before we get over to 20 questions, we've got a couple more tips here. Holy shit. Did we didn't do Biker Game Cat from Mars? Is that how far back we are? No.
I think you did his.
We did that one. Did we do the Violator? Violator Game Cat Metal Messiah with a $5 tip says, what's happening? LOL. Thanks, Violator. Macho, I'm a real estate procrastinating game cat with $5 tip says, for the skeptics and non-believers, I didn't buy Legendary Tales till last week because of the price as well. And I am genuinely upset I kept myself away for this long. Buy it. You heard it here.
Agreed.
Macho says to buy it. And AJ says to buy it. I also say buy it. Living Legend with the Canadian $5 tip says, happy Monday, Game Cats. You guys excited for Madison or what? Oh, man, did you miss that part of the show? By the way, what game did you play yesterday for Mario Day? Yeah, today's 311 day. Yesterday was MAR 10 Mario Day.
I almost played Super Mario 64 on my N64. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, but I like VR, so I almost played Stilt. But the truth is, I was just playing Cube in Little Cities the entire time.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Because we don't have time like y'all do.
Yeah, well, I'm actually trying to figure out what game I was playing yesterday. I guess Little Cities. Jesus. And then watched a lot of YouTube. Living Legend says he played Sonic all day, baby. Which is perfect. Don't ever let those console wars go, man. So it will always be Nintendo versus Sega till the end of time.
It's been 30 years.
Living Legend.
Let it go.
Listen, I was a Sonic kid, okay? I should have been a Mario kid, but I was a Sonic kid. Living Legend with another Canadian $5 tip. No one cares, AJ. So go ahead. What were you?
Mario's better.
Yeah, sirens on my end. Living Legend says, for the old school PC nerds, you know what game would be rad to play in VR? All of them. No, Lion Studios Black and White. Too bad you can't purchase that game on Steam. Oh, that's crazy. Is that something you find on like Good Old Games or something? I feel like it should still be around somewhere, right?
I was going to say StarCraft.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why.
Okay.
Just thinking about the last PC game I played.
Okay. Last PC game I played. Man, I don't know. I was talking about Colonel's Bequest like all day yesterday. I don't know what that was about. Twitcher, the Deuce Juice Game Cat with the $5 says, twice tonight you've thanked me for my comments in chat. I appreciate it, but both counts were actually comments from Looper. LOL, hashtag credit where it's due. Stop being such a fucking thief, Twitcher. Right? AJ, you ready to play some 20 questions?
Let's play some 20 Qs. Oh, which, by the way, I think I saw Rypop say intelligent cube as a cube.
That might have been what I was thinking of. Yes. Leave it to Rypop to fill in the holes in my brain. Yep. Everything I don't remember, Rypop seems to have the answer for. All right, you guys, you know how this works. It's 20 questions time. I've got a PSVR 1 or PSVR 2 game in my head.
Oh, it's definitely a PSVR 1 game.
I mean, it's every Munjay is always hard mode.
Yeah,
man. That's not like more than sticking it to AJ.
So brutal. So brutal.
More sirens on my end. Guys, you please help him in the chat. He only has 6 minutes and 20 yes or no questions to figure out what PSVR 1 or PSVR 2 game I'm thinking of. So please give him good suggestions for questions. And based on my responses, give him good suggestions for games. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get does. Go.
I think I already know the answer to this question, but is it on PSVR 2?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Nope. You just got to make sure, right? I don't want to like play myself there. Mm-hmm. Does it support move controllers?
Yes.
Move controllers. Does it support the aim controller?
No. Jesus, that would be so easy. That narrowed down to like 20 games.
Is it a cartoony game?
I mean, yes.
See, that's not as easy as people think it is to answer. Because like,
yeah, yeah.
Sometimes listen, graphics just look cartoony.
Because I would say not super cartoony, but like the character models are definitely cartoony. And the environment is a little less so.
Oh, I love the guess there, Silver Nexus. That's a good one. Apollo 11. That's fucking hard mode right there. Maybe not anymore, but that would have been. Is it an experience?
No, I wouldn't call it an experience. There's definitely a game there. How long you're going to play it? Indeterminate. It's not AJ.
So it's a really short game.
There's not much of a game there, is what I'll say.
Okay.
Interesting. But I would not call it an experience. No, that's 5.
Okay.
See how much I'm helping you? This is how it's supposed to go.
Are you? Oh, we didn't talk about Max Mustard.
Who cares?
I care.
You're running out of time. You can talk about Max Mustard, but you only got 4 minutes left on the clock.
Astrobot clone. Dragon Slayer 420 Backwoods 69 says, just got my PSVR 2. Welcome to the family.
What are you doing right now? Time's a ticking.
That's a really great name.
It's a great name. You're not going to get this.
Okay. Is it a puzzle game?
Not really. No.
Is it a horror game?
No.
Is it first person?
Yep.
And I should have known that. It uses the moves. Uses the moves. Is it a shooter?
It's not a shooter, but you do some shooting.
Is there full locomotion?
No, that's 10.
There's not full locomotion. Is it a wave shooter?
Nope.
Because he said you do some shooting, so it's not a wave shooter. There's no full locomotion. That should be a big help right there.
It should.
I mean, there's still 500 games to choose from, so it's not going to be that easy. But let's see here. Did it come out within the last 2 years of the PSVR life cycle?
Did it come out in the last 2 years of the PSVR life cycle? What 2 years of that?
God, if I know. That thing lasted three more years than it should have. No, kidding.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely late gen
game.
Yeah,
it's not a wave shooter.
Don't quote me on the exact 2 years because we don't know exactly what the last 2 years were.
Is it a rhythm game?
No.
Do you ride in any vehicles?
Nope.
Is it sports or sports related?
No, that's 15.
Shit. We're in trouble, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sci-fi?
No.
So it's got a little bit of shooting. Did you say it's got a little bit of puzzles too?
The game involves some kind of puzzle solving, but that's, I wouldn't put it, that might just steer you away. No, it's not, there's no puzzles in the game.
It's like, is it more like, well, it's not, I guess I can't ask if it, I don't want to waste the question on saying, is it like problem solving instead of puzzles, but
no,
you don't have to answer that if it's going to count.
No.
Is it multiplayer?
Yes.
Ooh. Do you play with cards?
You do play with cards.
Oh, I think Looper's got this one.
And you won't shut up about it.
do you shoot yourself in the head in this game?
Sometimes you shoot yourself in the head and hope that you don't.
Is it bullet roulette?
AJ, coming out in 2021. It is indeed bullet roulette. We're gonna have to limit Looper's involvement in this game.
You've pulled that one on me before. And I didn't get it last time, but I got it this time. So suck it, Brian.
I think Looper got it this time. I think we give credit, again, hashtag credit where it's due. Like Pitcher told us. I'm
the one up here answering and reading the chat. I'm the one reading their comments, okay?
Yep.
I get all the credit.
Dude, this is a game that I absolutely love, right? Because I think the card game itself is fun. I think it's silly to, you know, shoot each other in VR, to have to shoot yourself and actually cringe, I'm like, please don't be loaded, right? This is a really fun game that should be included in another game somewhere. I never want to start this game up. That's always my problem. I never want to start this game up just to play a half an hour bullet roulette, get a bunch of people together and play this. I want this to be part of some other mini game collection or something where it's like, hey, we're all in here and this is one of the many things we're doing. Because I think it's great, but man, is it like, you know, you only want to play it like once every few months or something.
It was kind of fun.
It was fun. Yep. Yep. We got some good footage of
all
of us playing this.
We did it. Team effort.
Looper effort.
Team effort.
Team Looper.
Is one part of the unstoppable team.
Yes. did he give us any details on this, on how many times it was picked? Maybe three times for me I've picked this.
Yeah, I know you've picked it at least once before because I got really close and you got it. You got me good with it.
Somebody said in between walkabout rounds. Who said that? Who said it? Because I definitely agree with that. This would be perfect, like to just, you know, be hanging out and playing this by the clubhouse when you're waiting for everyone to show up.
Here
it is, Silver Nexus.
Silver Nexus.
Looper.
Looper says it's the third time it's picked. First was August 6, 2021. Brian to Dave and AJ failed. Second was October 17th, 2022. Brian to AJ failed. I remember that one. But the third time is the charm. Because now it's a W.
Now I can't pick it again for another year, according to the charts. All right. Whoa, where did AJ go? Clark, when did you get here? Clark Kent? I didn't know I had a journalist co-host.
You see, the foveated rendering and the lenses in the lenses are the most important part of the system, and you can't like PSVR2 because the lenses, Brian.
Is this your Bentley impression? Is this your Sly Cooper cosplay?
I don't know. I've never played Sly.
Dude, you sound just like Bentley, the turtle. Amazing. Spot on impression.
I did the voice acting for that. You didn't know that?
I'm so done with you. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out today during this ridiculous episode, as they're all ridiculous episodes, but we thank you for being here. Thank you to everybody who helps this channel run. All my moderators are amazing, if you didn't know. And if you don't know, or maybe you do know, come join our Discord. Click the link in the description below. While you're at it, subscribe to AJ's channel. He's going to be playing some more Legendary Tales soon enough, I'm sure. That'll be great.
Dude, we've got the final battle is the next stream.
Good.
It's probably not my last Legendary Tales stream, but it's the final battle of the main campaign. I have streamed this game, Brian, for 25 hours. That's a lot of streaming.
Amazing. Thank you to Rhodey, the Gamecat Army General, for putting timestamps into the show after the fact. It's going to be a little late, I'm sure, as always. He's on tour, so give him a break. And Rypop for putting this up on podcast services of your choice. Thanks everybody who supports the channel financially over here by being a member over on patreon.com/withoutparolegames, by being a Patreon supporter. Everyone who tips during the show, we thank you so very much. Everyone who hangs out and shoots the shit with us, helps during 20 questions. And of course, everybody who sits back, watches the show, and doesn't say a goddamn word. We know you're out there. We love you just as much.
Kill the motherfucking cat, Brian, because I want to say, see you guys on West Day 2 Macho. 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 The real estate procrastinating game cat with the $1.99 donation says, Brian, sing There Goes My Hero to AJ for me, please.
No.
Nope. He said he declines. Awesome, Tatum. Says, good year. You have always lived to the castle, American Cat. You rock. Twister, the deuce juice. Game Cat says, daylight savings in the U.S. Yes, there's people just joining right now. Realize, I guess. This happens every year, I swear. Beard of Power 666, bye-bye to you. Gaison, fist bump to you. Flippy Nuggets, off to hunt some S-Class Sentinel Interceptors. Nice show, gents. I got that reference. Hell yeah, man. Happy hunting. Ace Gamer, the Game Cat, says smash that thumbs up. Ace Bill, member of 4 months, level one membership, says using my monthly to shout out the mods. Don't shout them out, Ace Bill. They didn't do anything to deserve it. They only take. Especially Nick Milo.
This is why no one wants to mod your channel, and why they love modding mine.
I'm sure they're real excited to mod your channel.
Yeah, no one's excited about my channel these days.
Melkaya, the soul raving game cat. Shout out to you who jumped in.
Oh my god, are we gonna talk about motorboating again? Here
no,
it is.
No,
yeah.
Oh, no, we're gonna, we traded. I traded some potions. He wanted to help me speed up my stream of the grinding, so I traded a legendary wand for some potions, Brian, and then I motorboated the shit out of Doo-Doo Lone Wolf. I smacked him around first because they were like, you could smack him, and I was like, really? And I was like, oh wow, yeah, you can. And then I gave him a goodbye hug and I went Gaza, Cambo Blue Game Cat, Brian's so done. Random Toxie, the PSVR2 is apparently dead cat. Says cats rock with an R-A-W-K. Andrew Bailey and stuff says night night game cats and stuff. Grandpa Barbecue Game Cat with a $5 donation. Thank you so much. Says an hour behind, but from what I've watched so far, all I can say is yes, Brian, you have your podcast back. Know your place, AJ. Know your place. I love the fire. I love the enthusiasm. Ian Marsh, the Darsh, good night. Headbite. Thank you so much, man. Silver Nexus, you're legendary. All of you, you're so lovely. I love you. Guys, real quick, happy birthday to Scott, the PSVR Game Cat for life, long time, hardcore, real as F.
Holy game shit. Cat it's his birthday again? It was just his birthday last year. I remember wishing him a happy birthday seemingly just 1 year ago today.
And I was going to say, I feel like we always wish him a birthday on Gamescast because he's always here because he's so freaking awesome.
Yep. Yep, this is how I want to spend my birthday too. Sitting right fucking here, doing this shit with you on your show,
Brian. But this is there is one more really important piece of information we need here.
But of course there is. The big question is, AJ, would you like to see what happened on this day in PSVR Without Parole history 2 years ago?
Yeehaw!
Or 3 years ago?
Yeehaw! I feel like we've been How long are we doing this bit for? Because
about 19 years.
Is it going to run into each other? Like, yeah, like we're going to repeat
what happens in history? That's the great thing is that every year that goes on, we have another year to look back on. And so, you know, because now we've just gotten to the point, I don't know, last month or something, where the thumbnails actually have words on them. And you can see, it's not just a collage of shit. So like, you know, yeah, so now we have more options.
Let's let the birthday boy decide. Scott.
Oh boy.
Birthday boy.
Oh boy.
2 years or 3 years ago in Gamescast history. Your pick.
And now we sit and wait.
And now we wait.
Mad Vegan says 3, so that's the first one to chime in. This is fucking entertaining.
All night.
Entertaining podcasting all right night. Here.
Yeah. Now moment of silence.
This is nice, actually.
So what you up to?
We're so noisy all the time, man. That's like...
I know, especially me.
Okay, Scott says 3. Here we go. Let's check what happened on this day in history. You're fucking loud, dude. After I'm done with the show with you, I just fucking want to take the headphones off and just sit in the dark in silence for like...
Go into one of those sleep
24 hours. Yeah. Tornado just stares at me. I stare at her. It's very quiet. All right, here's what... back on 3/11/21, here's what was going on with that Pearl history. The headline is PSVR 2 games ? Really? And then updates on Doom 3 VR, Swordsman VR, Zero Calibre, Hellsplit Arena, and more, AJ. Let me just tell you, Zero Calibre never came out to PSVR 1. Hellsplit Arena never came to PSVR 1. What the fuck? I want to know what's going on in this show. PSVR 2 games? Really?
Yeah, I'm so curious about that. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Somebody go back and watch the show and then comment on this video and tell us what it means. Well, I'm not going to do any extra work, man.
You're so lazy.
I'm so lazy. Yeah.
Well,
little did we know, we still had 2 more years PSVR 2 to come out. PSVR 2 games? Really? No, Brian, not really. It's all in your head. All right, man, let's get out of here. Thank you everybody for being here. We love you so very much. I gotta go work on Little Cities. Bigger. Good night. I love you. Oh, Scott says, no, I mean 2. I don't know. Maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll count your vote.